Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget that. And check us out. Listen to us. We're getting more and more people listening, which is great. And you may have noticed, if you've tuned in our podcast, we have a new logo. Thank you very much. So anyway, check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today, we're kind of continuing our discussion, which I started yesterday, on the preacher from the Order of Preachers, priest, on Twitter. I decided not to name him because I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here to say I want nothing to do with that attitude. And he made it very clear that in his tweet, Catholics must go to Mass on All Saints Day. This is from last week. Otherwise, unless there are mitigating circumstances, they may be committing a mortal sin, which implies that if they die before they go to confession, they end up in hell. And I'm like, those days are over. Now, let's understand that there are people, I'm sure, listening right now that really love, there's a style of that. It's called fire and brimstone teaching. And there were people that love this. There was an interesting study. I can't tell you where it's from. So I read this probably maybe 20, 30 years ago that said because preachers are not doing as much fire and brimstone, horror movies are becoming more popular because people do like to hear that terrifying aspect. So can I give a fire and brimstone homily? I haven't in a long time. I don't know if I actually ever have, but can I? Sure, I can. I could. I know how to do this. I've read some good fire and brimstone material from some of the saints, but you have to understand the context. One of the reasons where you bring in fire and brimstone is you're trying to get people to understand the danger of sin so that they can live a more holy life. One of the side effects that happens that is not a good side effect is it leads people to be focused on not sinning and never leads people to be focused on living a holy life. One of the things that I teach often is, for example, you have the Ten Commandments and you have the two on which they are based. If you live the two, you will be, by default, live the ten. Just because you're living the ten doesn't mean you're living the two. So those two things are important. So if you understand that it's important for us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, love your neighbor on your as yourself, and you act on that in very powerful ways, then you are actually living the commandments. If instead you think that your prime duty is not to commit sin, for example, your prime duty is not to look at pornography, which is a serious sin, you can follow that, and you really should. You should avoid pornography altogether, but still not being a loving person. Do you see those two things? So our focus, and the other part of that, if you are seeking to be a loving person, you're going to find yourself not looking at pornography. There you go. So you understand those, that whole level. So I always focus on leading people to be the loving person in the best way. And I always reiterate this because this is often not reiterated by people who are preaching not to commit sin. And I can give you an example of what I was talking about yesterday. And that is, everyone tells me my legacy, well, not everyone, people tell me that my legacy is the importance of prayer. And I think part of that is obviously I came from a family of people who prayed. But prayer was not emphasized to the same level when I was growing up as I believe it is now and as it clearly should be. Everything is rooted in prayer. We didn't learn it the same way back then, and that was the style. I remember I was listening to, I forget, it was a priest friend of mine. Isn't great? I have all these sources and I have no idea where they go to. But anyway, this was years ago. This was long before I was even in the seminary. And they said there were only two Catholic writers writing on prayer, and that was Thomas Merton and Fulton Sheen. And no one was writing on prayer. And prayer is an essential part of what it means to live the faith. So if I focus you on fire and brimstone, and I focus you on turning away from sin, I'm going to be focusing you there, but I'm not going to focus you on prayer. And that's why I don't preach a lot on fire and brimstone. Do I preach on sin? Yes, I do. Do I preach very strongly on sin? Yes, I do. At times when it's clearly within the context of what we're preaching on, absolutely. But you know, there is a small group of sins that people focus on all the time. And in fact, sin can be a long list that we have to look at. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this powerful reality of when we use fire and brimstone homilies and when we don't. And I talked about how I have at times talked about sin, but you'll find people talk about a small group of sins, whereas the true reality is when we are not loving God and or neighbor, then we are, in a sense, committing sin, because that is breaking the commandment. And none of us live those two commandments perfectly. This was one of the points of St. Maximus the Confessor. There's a source I know, St. Maximus the Confessor. I've talked about this before, but what he said was that Jesus had to live the law. What's the law? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. He had to live the law perfectly, and he did, right up to his death, and the crucifixion was the devil trying to get him not to love for so much as this is my word, a millisecond. That was the mission that the devil tried to accomplish, and that's what you see in the crucifixion. But can any of us say that we live those two laws perfectly? No, we can't. Maybe someone here is saying, I can. Well, good for you. But I can't. And I can tell you that. I can tell you that. I have an expression that one of the reasons why Jesus came in the time of the crucifixion, you know, that happened at what we would call the zero, that whole, the end of the BCs or early ADs, however you want to describe it, but at the time he came, is because cars did not exist. Because if he came to the United States instead, and he came to Boston and had to drive in Boston traffic, humanity would be lost. Which shows to you how I have experienced Boston traffic. And I will tell you, just to be straightforward, that to live those two commandments is impossible perfectly. To live imperfectly is impossible. Yet, that is the mission. So if we take a small group of sins and we're always preaching on those sins, then we're not focusing people where they belong, which is in prayer to learn how to love God and neighbor, and to trust that those prayers will be answered, by the way. This is important. When we trust that those prayers are answered and we ask for whatever it is that the Lord we are asking for, particularly if we're asking to grow in holiness, if we're asking to find the path of sainthood, if we're asking to seek to grow in the ability to love God and neighbor more, if we're asking for all those things, you can rest assured that the Lord will answer. If you're asking for the grace of repentance, you can be assured that the Lord will answer all those prayers. But if we're focused on just not sinning, that's not good. And the other thing that I really have a problem with is when people are preaching on a particular politician who is committing a sin. Usually they're focused on them supporting abortion. They'll say, I think this is wrong and this is terrible. Well, fine, but that politician is not in your congregation, so you're wasting all your time because you've got a whole bunch of people who are listening who may or may not be considering voting for the politician, but they have to hear other messages. If you want to preach against a particular politician and his stands on whatever it may be, you know, such as abortion or whatever the case may be, you can write a letter to that politician and make the same message. But when you're preaching about my disagreement with so-and-so, which, by the way, you shouldn't be doing at all anyway, because we're not supposed to preach on a particular politician. That's against the rules of the IRS. But if you're doing that, then you've got a whole congregation that's saying, yeah, but he's not here. So why are you speaking about him when you should be speaking to us and telling us how to grow in holiness and what sin to avoid and all these other things? These are some of the important things we have to keep in mind when we're looking at how to preach well. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.